I'm Ashley Campbell, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Welcome on the line, Ashley Campbell.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Are you in the country at the moment?
I am. I just got to London today.
You're in to obviously promote the Belfast Songwriters Festival, country to country next year, and also this lovely new single of yours.
Yes, that's right.
Firstly, let's talk about your dad first, Glenn. I mean, it must have been heartbreaking to see him suffer so long.
Yes, it definitely was. But, you know, he's not suffering anymore. I definitely miss him a lot.
Because you toured with him to the end, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that was.
And I took care of him at home after the tour.
And I think the single you did, Remembering, just really highlighted it.
Thank you.
It was a lovely song. And you've been over a couple of times this year, haven't you, already?
Yeah, I was over in June and July.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, I think October, too.
Oh, very good, very good. So do you see Europe as a place to develop?
Absolutely. I love it over here, and I especially love the growing love for country music that I've seen in the UK.
You've got an album out, you've got a new album coming out in March called The Lonely One, but is there another album out at the moment?
Nope, this will be my debut album.
Oh, right, okay, because I know you had the single, Remembering, but that was just a single, was it?
It was just a single, yeah.
I was looking at your press release, and you sort of stayed clear of singing for a long time. You wanted to act and dance before you actually decided to sing like some of the rest of your family.
Yes, I was very into acting. I moved to LA when I was 18, and I went to Pepperdine University. Yeah, I was driving into Hollywood every day and doing improv classes and learning to write for comedy.
So what was the thing that turned you and said I will sing now?
During my time at Pepperdine University as a theater major, I got into a play my junior year that required someone to play banjo because they wanted music in it, and so the theater director asked me to learn banjo for this play. So Pepperdine actually bought me my first banjo and paid for my first couple of lessons.
Yeah, it's a great instrument, and it doesn't have to be just for bluegrass either, which is which is great. So
definitely.
I see the CDC, you're actually going to do a tribute to your dad. So what is that going to entail?
Well, I haven't decided what all's going on the set list yet, but it's going to be, I'm sure, some of his classics and maybe one or two deep cuts.
You know, Glenn's obviously been an artist that Europe have loved for years and years, and I know every time we've played your music, people have requested it, and the video was excellent. We played that a lot as well, and I think you've got a bright future with your style, because you've got a great voice as well.
Thank you very much.
That's good. So, give me another track from the new album that we can think about. Are they all original songs for the album?
They are, yes. I co-wrote every song on the album. I actually really love the title track, The Lonely One. It's a kind of a nice throwback vibe with a big string arrangement, and it's a cool kind of confident twist on a breakup.
Well, I look forward to seeing you next year. Look forward to the album, and we'll be playing the single. We're going to go out with that, and it's called A New Year.
This song is really special, and it feels right to release around the holidays, because it's about, you know, finding that extra special love or thing that just makes you want to become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be.
Ashley, have a great Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next year.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley. Bye-bye.
I'm Ashley Campbell, and you're listening to Lee Williams. I hope you enjoy my new single, A New Year. Smile. one midnight. Kiss on the street. As the ball drops, time stops, started all over.